just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you that, Lord, I love you more than anything. More than anything. More than anything. More than anything. Oh, more than anything, I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you that, Lord, I love you more than anything. You are so beautiful to me. Can't you see? You're everything I'd hope for. You're everything I need. You are so beautiful to me. You are so beautiful to me. Can you see you're a king? You're everything I'd hope for. You're everything I need. You are so beautiful to me. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I've ever, ever done. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I've ever, ever done. In his arms, I feel protected. In his arms, never disconnected. Oh no, in his arms, I feel protected. There's no place I'd rather be. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you that, Lord, I love you more than anything, more than anything, more than anything, oh, more than anything, more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. 'Cause you are so beautiful to me. You are so beautiful to me. Can you see? You're everything God hoped for. You're everything I need. You are so beautiful to me. At this moment, I'm going
to go before the Lord in Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for allowing us to come before you yet again today and just be ready to receive a word straight from the throne room. Father, we know that you have already worked it out for our good and your glory. We ask you right now to touch the speaker. Pour into the speaker as they pour out into us. Give them the words to speak before your people. Lord, we ask that you continue to touch the Artist Life family and the Des De Leon family, Father, as they continue to walk out your Jeremiah 29:11 plan for Artist Life. So, Lord, we thank you, we glorify you, and we magnify your name, and we seal it in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we say amen, amen, and amen. I will now turn the call over to our host. Host, are you there?
Minister Kai, I am here. Thank you so much for seating us and greeting us this morning. Thank you so much for tagging our day. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning Wednesday. God bless you. Thank you for serving us in excellence. To Psalmist Minister Kaylin, thank you so, so much for ushering us into the presence of God this morning. Yes, he is more than anything, and we love him more than anything. And yes, it is so awesome and amazing to fall in love with him because he is so beautiful to us. So God bless you, woman of God. Thank you so much for serving us in excellence here on the Master's Call. Well, good morning to each and every single one of you who have dialed in now and those that will listen later to this, the Master's Call. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I am calling all the way from Southern California, and I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings and with Jesus' joy on this Wednesday morning, and I welcome you to the Master's Call. And so on behalf of our two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we are so glad that you have joined us. Let me tell you, this call started back on October the 25th of 2010. That's right, 2010. So what does that mean? That means that we are headed into year 10. Oh, my gosh, into year 10. And the mission and mandate for this call was that when you dialed in as a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, that your life would be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as you begin your day here on the Master's Call with the Master. We stand on Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." So we have the opportunity to start this call off in prayer, and also we end this call in prayer each and every single Monday through Friday. We have not missed a day since we started this call. And so you're probably wondering, how did that call even get started? Well, I'm so glad that you asked. Well, it's all because of a company called Artist Life Now. It used to be Artist International. Now it is Artist Life. And it's founded by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. And so we thank God for Artist Life and how the products change lives all over the world. An appointment with artists will change your life. And so if you want to know more information about Artist Life, then I would ask that you would get in contact with the person who invited you to this call. And, yes, they will be more than glad to share with you. So we also have a website for our call in case you've been calling in and no one told you, but we have a website, and on our website, all of our information for our call is archived. You will find out that our theme for this year is in 2020 with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. And you can read Mark chapter 16, verses 15 through 20. And definitely God is doing some greater things in this time of quarantine. So, yes, we have that. And also you may have been here and wondering, you know what, how can I be a part of that kingdom ministry called the Master's Call? You can send an email in to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, and our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, or our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. And if you have a prayer request or praise report, or you have a question, you can also send an email to info@themasterscall.net, because there's opportunities here waiting for each and every single one of you. So immediately following this call today, we have the opportunity to head over to the new morning motivational call. And that number is 712-770-4005. You're going to use the access code or the passcode 294-617-POUND. Today, the Awareness Wednesday topic that the Phenomenal Flanagans will be bringing and discussing will be about prostate cancer and its symptoms. So you want to make sure that you dial in, and if you know anyone who has experienced or is experiencing prostate cancer, you want to make sure that you get them over to that call. And that's immediately following this call today. Well, I hope you have your pens, your pencils, your tablets, and I hope your ears are open to hear what the Lord is going to say to us this morning. And so our speaker for this morning, you actually heard her during worship on yesterday, and man, she just took us a little bit higher. And so I'm sure today she will continue to elevate us up to a different level in God. And so who am I talking about this morning? I am talking about Psalmist Minister Roslyn Peters. Minister Roslyn Peters is a president with Artist Life. She has been with the company for 10 years. Minister Roslyn resides in Bowie, Maryland, along with her husband, John, of 35 years. Together, they have raised two boys, two girls to become responsible adults. She is the proud grandmother of nine. Minister Roslyn considers herself a diligent student of life. Minister Roslyn has a diverse background, holding an associate degree in music, and she is also a certified culinary artist. That means she could cook you. That's what that means. Minister Roslyn is truly an anointed and heavenly appointed woman of God. She is a spirit and truth worshiper and praise leader. And she also loves to cook, read, and dance. Minister Roslyn's favorite scripture is, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me," Philippians 4 and 13. So at this time, as she can do all things through Christ who strengthens her, the next voice that you will hear will be none other than our messenger for this morning, Psalmist Minister Roslyn Peters. Are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, woman of God. The platform is yours.
Thank you so much. Who is that you're talking about? But God is good. God is good this morning. I want to thank you for greeting, for hosting us this morning, and our psalmist, Kayla, for just setting this atmosphere all about love. Hallelujah. And our greeter, prophetess, Kai, who had a tag saying, "Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning." Thank you so much for that tag this morning. And I just want to thank God for our leaders that opened up and started this call over 10 years, almost 10 years ago, Pastor P.K. Roberts Patton and Pastor Vanessa Witherspoon. I want to thank them for even allowing me to speak on this morning on this platform. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Amen, amen. Years ago, Timex had a TV commercial which showed one of their watches strapped to a huge tractor wheel and driven through mud and water. The watch was taken off and examined, and the announcer would say, Timex, it takes a licking and keeps on ticking. It takes a licking and keeps on ticking. The idea, it was that no matter what you did to a Timex watch, it would just keep working. They even had a commercial that showed a barren land after a nuclear explosion, and lying on the ground was a Timex watch just ticking away. So faith is like that why I call it takes a licking and it keeps on ticking. We have many things that disrupt our faith, but it seems that we, as a body of Christ, just keep on ticking. Even though our faith is shaken at times, even though our faith is disrupted at times, we must understand that behind it all, God is working it out for our good. I'm going to title my message this morning, Having Faith with Endurance. Having Faith with Endurance. If you turn to your Bibles in James 1, 2 through 4, says, "Dear brothers and sisters, When troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. We must have faith that endures, a faith that is able to take a licking and keeps on ticking. So what is endurance? I looked up endurance in a Webster dictionary, the ability to last, to continue to remain, the ability to withstand pain, distress, or fatigue, the ability to have strength, to bear misfortune calmly and patiently, to have firm courage, to bear, to undergo, to put up with, to tolerate, to continue in existence. So faith is built on a foundation of belief, trust, and most importantly, a relationship. Just like the Timex watch is worthless without batteries, your faith must be connected to the power source, which comes from a relationship with our Almighty God. I'm going to go into faith is very powerful. So Matthew 17:20 says it best, and said to them, because of the littleness of your faith, for truly I say to you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible to you. How do we endure, guys? How do we endure? How do we cope with the sudden storms that always seem to hit at the most inopportune times in our lives? We take a deep breath and we keep it moving. We keep on pushing. We keep praying. Lord, give me strength for the day, for this day. And He will. He will do it. Think of the situation the world is now in with the coronavirus. It has affected all of us in one way or the other, either directly or indirectly. It has been stressful to have to wear gloves, to wash your hands, to use hand sanitizer, to social distance from one another, not being able to see family and friends or your church family, or to attend worship service in a normal way, not being able to go out and run your errands and go to a restaurant and just sit down and have a meal. So some of us have to depend on the kindness of others to just bring our groceries and prescriptions. So some of us don't even have a paycheck coming in, nor can we get through the line or the phone to file for unemployment. Some of our savings are exhausted, and some of us have no money for food, no gas for the car, no payment of rent to pay. We have rent that can't pay our rent, our mortgage, or other bills. But these circumstances, as devastating as they are nothing compared to the reality of the thousands of deaths and thousands that were hospitalized and the suffering of loved ones who have the virus, or the toll it has taken on the hospitals, the nurses, the doctors, the EMTs, and the many other essential personnel, or to the patients who have to suffer and die alone without the love and comfort and encouragement of family members who can't be by their sides. That's devastating, y'all. Yet, we still strive to endure. We still strive to endure. What about the social injustice, the inequality, the discrimination, degradation that we have suffered as a people for hundreds of years? How can we continue to endure the downright disrespect, hatred, beatings, and murders of our people right before our eyes, while the perpetrators and police are pardoned almost each and every time? How do we endure the misdirected justice system, laws, and government officials who put blatant prejudicial policies and laws in force to continue to oppress us, while all the while pretending that all men are created equal? How do we endure? We look to the cross. We look to the cross. What Jesus had to endure on the cross wasn't easy for him either. We know well the suffering and death to come when he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane for God to take this cup from him. But he knew it wasn't all about him and his suffering. It was about us and our redemption, our salvation, and for the saving of our soul that he did not give up, that he had to endure this suffering for you and for me. How do we endure? According to Peter, 1 Peter 2:20 says, when you bear the pain of suffering, it makes you conscious of God. And if you suffer for doing good and endure, it is this commendable before God. How do we endure? How do we endure? Romans 15:4-6 tells us to read the word, for everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through endurance and encouragement of the scripture, we might have hope. How do we endure? In Colossians 1:11 says, we are told that we are being strengthened with all power according to God's glorious might, so that we may have great endurance and patience, and given joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. How do we endure? How do we endure? In 2 Timothy 2:10-12 says, Paul endured in order to put the spotlight on Jesus, so that others would be able to obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus as well. So we are encouraged. We are encouraged, TMC. We are encouraged to do the same. If we endure, we will also reign with Jesus. What does God promise us if we endure for his sake? Revelation 3:10 puts it this way. He says, since you have kept my command, you endure patiently. To endure patiently, I will keep you from the hour of trial that is going to come in the world, in the whole world, to test the inhabitants of the earth. Jesus is our greatest example of endurance. Jesus is our greatest example of endurance. Jesus endured the scorn and the shame of the cross, and then sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider all that Christ endured at the hand of sinful men, so that you and I will not grow weary and lose heart. So he endured, so we could endure as a testimony to his love and forgiveness. When we are far beyond our ability to endure, we All we can do is rely on God who will deliver us. Why do we endure? Why do we endure? We endure because God's mercy endures forever. We endure because God's righteousness endures forever. We endure because God's love endures forever. Why do we endure? We endure because the word of the Lord endures forever. Everything God does will endure forever. Nothing can be added to it, and nothing can be taken away from it. In conclusion, my friends, how will we endure the many stressful matters that we face in our lives? By loving God, by loving God, by praising God, by worshiping Him, by praying and reading His word. Being in a relationship is important. Be in a relationship with Him is important. By treating others with the fruits of the Spirit, and by letting God use us for His kingdom building, He will protect you. He will guide you, and He will give you His peace and favor and equip you to endure whatever comes your way. Amen. Back to you, host.
Weeping may endure for life. Keep a faith, it will be all right. Weeping may endure for a night. Keep a faith, it will be all right. Yes, 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 yes. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Minister Roslyn, you did that thing this morning. Thank you so much for allowing God to use you. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. And that sounds like a series to me because I think you still have something left to tell us. So I'll be looking forward to part two. But at this time, let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and we bless you. We praise you. We magnify you. We thank you, God, because we love you and you love us. And we thank you that love bears all things, that it believes all things, that it hopes all things, and that it endures all things. And there's no love greater than you. So at this time and at this moment, God, we come humbly before your throne, thanking you for this another day that you have made, that we will rejoice and be glad in no matter what, Father. We thank you, God, that we have faith of a mustard seed, Father, that would allow us to be activated to do the things that you would have us to do. And this weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning Wednesday, Father. We thank you for the message that Minister Roslyn just brought to us, Father. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that we would heed to the words that were given to us, the instructions that were given, Father, and that we will walk in faith and that know that our endurance can come through you, Father. And so we just bless you and we praise you, Father. I come this morning lifting up the Stowers family to you. I pray that you would be their comfort, that you would be their strength, that you will be their peace, that you will be their hope, Father. I just pray that you would saturate them with your shalom peace, God, as they go through this time of bereavement, Father. I just pray that you will be their peace in the name of Jesus, Father. I come lifting up each and every single person who has bowed into this, the master's call. I thank you, Father, that you have allowed for them to enter in this day. And I pray that as they go through this day, that they will go on purpose, knowing that purpose has been set for them in this day. And I pray that you would download and lead them to do everything that needs to be done in this day, Father. Father, I thank you that all things work together for your glory and for our good, Father. And I thank you that you are working some things out behind the scenes that we don't even know, Father. But we go out with anticipation and expectation that greater things are happening for us, Father. So I pray right now in the name of Jesus for each business, for each ministry, for each student, everyone, every student who is a graduate of the class of 2020, I pray, God, that they will not skip a beat. You are doing a new thing, Father, and in this new thing, I pray that they will understand that the best is yet to come and that greater is not coming, greater is here. And so as we go through this new normal, Father, I pray that we would go with you, that we would seek you first in your kingdom and your righteousness and know that everything that we need, it will be added unto us if we just ask you for it, God. And so I just thank you for this time. I thank you that we are healed, that we are whole, that we are blessed, that we are favored. I thank you that we are powerful, that we walk in dominion, power, and authority. And I thank you that the blood still works. And these things I decree and declare in the matchless, in the mighty, in the magnificent and marvelous name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I pray these things. Hallelujah and amen. So again, we would like to thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. To go back and listen to the replay of this call, please dial 712-432-1085. Use the access code 957-677-POUND. We will be headed over to the morning motivational call with the Phenomenal Flanagans. It is Awareness Wednesday, and the discussion will be on prostate cancer. Yes, prostate cancer affects communities all over the world. And men all over the world. So we would like to know what we need to pay attention to and how we can help those who experience this illness. 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-POUND. Again, I would like to thank Psalmist Minister Kaylin Lee out there in Ohio for bringing us into the presence of God in an anointed way this morning. Thank you for serving us in excellence. To Minister Prophet Kai Brown, thank you so much for feeding us and greeting us and opening the call up in prayer and for tagging our day. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. Wednesday, thank you for serving us in excellence. Minister Psalmist Rosalind Peters, thank you so much for that on-time word, and we'll be expecting and anticipating part two. God bless you, woman of God. It has been an honor and a pleasure for me to serve as your host on this morning. And as you go out this day, go out in victory and expect great things. Minister Rosalind, will you come back to the line right now and give us our benediction for this day? God bless you.
Dear Lord, give us endurance and encouragement and a spirit of unity among ourselves as we continue to follow you. Help us to be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus so that we would be in one heart and mouth that we glorify you in all the days of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen.